I'm Michael Hernandez. It's 6:45. A study places New Mexico among the least prepared states for epidemics or other types of public health emergencies due to low public health funding and gaps in staffing. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports the study made public last week by the health policy organization Trust for America's Health shows the state as ranking among the bottom 11. The study says the state's public health funding has dropped for the past 2 years. New Mexico did score well in 3 of the 11 indicators the study examined. The state received high marks for biosafety training at state labs, high vaccination rates against the flu, and passing a national public health accreditation. State Health Department officials told the newspaper that the agency could not immediately respond to questions on the report. This year, Navajo leaders discovered several cases of sex trafficking on the reservation, but they had no way to fight it, so the tribe passed a law to make human trafficking a crime. Many other tribes are doing the same. Here's Fronteras reporter Laurel Morales.
When Lynette Grable was 17, she lived on the streets. She says she was lucky friends took her in and kept her from falling into a life of sex trafficking.
I became really close friends with young women that were trafficked. They weren't human trafficking victims to me. These were friends, and some are not here today.
Grable became an advocate for young women like them and started Not Our Native Daughters, an initiative against sex trafficking. Grable says since there are few opportunities on the reservation, young girls are lured into trafficking, often through social media.
The devil never comes dressed as a devil. They come in their trickery, in their craftiness, in their charisma, their promises.
Grable says traffickers prey on girls, mostly, many of whom already have been sexually abused, don't have decent family support, or are in the foster care system. Native American children enter foster care at twice the rate of all children in the U.S. Grable says many of these young people have to fight for shelter, food, and protection.
And you have someone come along that takes you out to eat, that gets your hairs and nails done, gives you a phone, gives you shoes, clothes you well, treats you well, gives you affirmation. It's almost like a hero has been sent to you.
Sex trafficking is not new to Native Americans. When Europeans began to colonize in the late 1800s, many Native women and girls became a commodity. Lisa Heth runs the Pathfinder Center, a refuge for human trafficking victims in South Dakota.
They couldn't feed their families, and so then some of the mothers were starting to sell their daughters to some of the soldiers.
Today, Heth says, history is repeating itself.
Families will sell their young daughters for alcohol or drugs. We're seeing that more and more on our reservations.
A recent Government Accountability Office study found only 14 federal human trafficking investigations in Indian Country between 2013 and 2016. During that same period, the FBI investigated 6,100 elsewhere. But the watchdog group found many cases likely have gone unreported on reservations, like the Navajo Nation that only recently made it a crime. And Heth says many girls are reluctant to come forward.
They're fearful of reporting it because of retaliation or that they're going to be blamed. And in the past, we know that women have come forward, and they've even been blamed by their own family members because, oh, you shouldn't have been drinking, you shouldn't have been doing this and that.
The National Congress of American Indians says Native Americans are one of the most vulnerable populations to sex trafficking because of the significant poverty rates, high numbers of runaway youth, and low levels of law enforcement. In Arizona, Cindy McCain has taken up the cause. McCain spoke to a recent U.S. Senate committee, which included her husband, Senator John McCain.
I witnessed with my own eyes 6 little girls lined up against a wall inside a casino just outside of Phoenix, on display for customers. These children were silent and visibly scared.
The McCain Institute has partnered with other groups to develop an algorithm to help police identify minors who may be trapped in a sex trafficking situation. McCain also speaks out against websites like Backpage.com that make sex trafficking easy.
Over 75% of trafficking victims tell us they were sold online. We have found it easier to sell a child online for sex than it is to buy a bicycle or a sofa.
The legislation Congress is considering, the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, would allow states to crack down on these websites or anyone who facilitates sex trafficking. Lynette Grable says she's worked with sex trafficking survivors from many tribes.
The common thread there is that nobody cares. Being a homeless youth myself, I know what that feels like. You think that if something happens to you, nobody would even shed a tear for your life.
Grable tries to convince them that's not true and to help them find their purpose. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.